Good morning, St. Bruno.
Good morning.
Well, today is the fourth Sunday of Ordinary Time, but there's something else going on today. I'm just not quite sure what it is, but we'll get to that. Maybe I'll remember it. I'll figure it out. Well, today's gospel is a little disturbing to me. People in Jesus' hometown are trying to throw him off a cliff. And because he reads the scriptures to them and tells them something, and it's like, well, why do you want to throw him off a cliff? What did he say wrong? And I'm trying to figure it out. So I did. And I want to share that with you. Today's gospel is a continuation of last week's gospel, where Jesus gets up in the synagogue and reads a scripture. And let me read that scripture to you. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord. Then rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant, sat down, and all the eyes of the synagogue were upon him. He said to them, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." So at first, when the hometown folks heard this, they weren't pretty impressed, because he's saying this prophecy is coming true, that the oppressed will go free, liberty will come to the captives, and they, the Jews, were oppressed. They, the Jews, were captive. They'd been captive from different armies in different countries coming in and taking them over. And now the Roman Empire was there, and they were oppressed, and they were captive. And finally, this is coming true. Today, it's fulfilled in your hearing. They said, "Great, this is amazing, wonderful, I can't wait. Who is this guy again? Oh, it's Joseph's son. That's who it is. This is excellent, touchdown." No, not touchdown. But you know what I mean. They were excited. So they felt pretty good, and Jesus was there telling them. And they were all getting all excited about it, and Jesus says, "Wait a minute, wait, hold on. It's much bigger than the Jews." Because when there was a famine among the Jews, God sent this famine down because you were disobeying. The Jews were disobedient. And so God sent a famine for 3.5 years. And the only one he sent the prophet Elijah to was a Gentile widow and her son, and saved them. And then he said, in case you didn't get the point, Elisha went to Naaman the Syrian, who was also a Gentile, and saved him. So in essence, God is not here just to save the Jews. He's just here to save everybody. And they say, wait a minute. The Jews, we are the chosen people. We are the chosen ones. You're saying the Gentiles are going to jump in? No. What's supposed to happen is that Jews are supposed to be set free, and we come on top, and then God gives the commandments to the Gentiles and puts them in their place, and we're on top. That's what's supposed to happen. Jesus says, no. God is going to save the world. And it's fulfilled in your hearing with me. So you can see they were expecting one team to win, and they were saying, both teams were going to win. And the Jews were like, no way. Who is this guy now? Get him. We're throwing him out of town, and we're throwing him over a cliff. We don't want to hear what he has to say. We're tired of it. That's not true. That's not what we have in our mind. That's not what it's in our box. Our box is this. And you're telling us something different. That's not true. Think about here in the United States. If somebody was so brave as to go down to the South, into Mississippi or Alabama, stand on the state capitol and say, "All the African slaves go free," that would be a very brave person, and more than likely probably a very dead person. That's a similar metaphor of what's going on here. People had in their mind what it was supposed to happen, and now things are changing. The box has been broken open. Or if someone came to you and said, I know your problem. Your problem is this, and I'm here to help you fix it. You say, wait a minute, you don't know my problem. You don't know me. I know me. Don't tell me. So they were angered. They were angered because now God was meddling into their life, meddling into their box. But the gospel of Jesus Christ is not here just to meddle into the box of the Jews' mind. It's to meddle into all our lives and into all our minds, into all our boxes, into all that what we think we know. God is to meddle into every part of our life. The gospel is to touch and uncover and to heal us from the things we don't want to look at. When somebody tells us something, no, I don't want to hear you. I don't want to hear you. No, go away. I'm walking away. Because we don't want to hear something different from within our mind. The gospel touches every part of our life if we allow it to. To allow God to dwell more deeply within us. And when God dwells deeply within us, what happens? He heals us. He transforms us. And ultimately, we have salvation. It means being really open to God's word. And not to throw his word over a cliff when we don't like it. But we need to let it enter us, again, transform us and heal us. And then when we hear God's word and we're transformed and we open our mind, open our boxes to allow God to come in and be a part of our lives, then we are healed. Now we can go out and let that word of God go to others. Not just the people in our family, that's great. Not just the people in our community, but to our world at large. And that's what Jesus was saying. It's not just for the Jews, it's for everyone. And we too, the church of Jesus Christ, need to bring his gospel to everyone. But first, we need to let it enter and percolate in our mind and open up the things that we think we know and change us and transform us and heal us. With God's word in our life, we will have freedom. Freedom from captivity. Freedom from our captivity to pride, jealousy, boastfulness, freedom from our rudeness, freedom from seeking our own interests, freedom from being a hothead, freedom when we're happy with others' failures, and freedom from our deepest fears. That's what the Word of God does when it enters into our life. When we let it enter into our life, we will have freedom, we will be happier, and ultimately, we will have salvation.